and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
No one likes waiting in line. No one. Let's be honest, right?
Sure.
Yeah, Star 99.9. Today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. But it's a necessary evil that all of us have to face at some point. And when you do that, normally what happens is that you have to follow rules, right?
Well, right. I mean, you're at the grocery store. There's an etiquette that is perceived here, or else things could get really out of hand. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So lately,
you've done your shopping at that point. This is the finish line. This is the last thing you have to do before you can get to your car.
Mm-hmm. So I've noticed lately that there has been a massive basic disrespect for the rules of waiting in line.
Mm.
And this happened this past weekend where the woman in front of me basically disappeared for several minutes and then came back and wanted to get her place back in line.
Oh.
And I was like, you can't do that. That's not how it works.
Did she leave her cart? Was the cart still in front of you?
No. Because it was 12 items or less, and that line was long.
So she had like one of those...
The arm ones.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't do that.
And it gets double bad, which is why I'm bringing it up. I was also at Victoria's Secret, and for some reason, Victoria's Secret always has massive lines of people holding
chaos
underwear.
Chaos back there in that back room.
Seriously.
It is.
And I realized there... This woman kept wandering to look at underwear and things.
Yeah.
And then, like, but she was going out of the safety realm of actually being in the line.
Right, and there's multiple lines there.
Yeah.
There's multiple lines there.
And then she kept claiming her spot. And I figured we need to set this straight.
You know what I can't stand is when there's three lines. There's two lines, but there's three registers. Mm-hmm. That happens a lot, like at Victoria's Secrets and so forth.
Right.
Yeah.
So for you,
there's
morning,
no order back there. It's chaos. It's anarchy.
This is what we have for you.
No. Rules is rules.
Rule number one of waiting in line. If you step out of line and you have to notify the person behind you of your whereabouts and get granted permission to do so. So all you have to do is turn around to them and say, hey, listen, I forgot the flower. I will be back in about 37 seconds. I'm going to sprint as fast as I can. Is that okay with you? And the person has to say, absolutely, go ahead. Or you have the option to say, I'm sorry, that's violating this line that I've been waiting in for the last 17 minutes. And if you step out, you're forfeiting your spot.
Okay, I've got one for you here. You're not allowed to start and force nutty conversations and then walk away like I'm holding your spot because you're using vague terms like trying to act like you know me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, nice to see you and how have you been? We've never met before.
Right.
I don't know you, all right? You're not swindling me. In this world, I'm here for myself and my family. If you're covered in fur and walk on all fours, then that's something else. But other than that, come on.
Yep. Another rule that you have if you're waiting in line is that you have a 5 feet of wandering space.
Mm.
So you
seems
can,
fair.
You can wander and you could get that People magazine that's like right next to you. Or if you want to look at the selection of gum and chocolate available, that's okay.
Yeah.
But once you exit that 5 feet perimeter, then you jeopardize your spot in line.
It's almost like a dog runner. All right. I will say that this is kind of an addendum to that one there is that if you have an anchor, like a small child or whatever, then you're free to roam. But your anchor has got to stay there. And your anchor should be armed with your debit card and prepared to answer the question of paper or plastic, even if it's an infant strapped into your cart.
Right.
I mean, I don't know why no parenting laws whatsoever apply when you walk away from a grocery store line. If you left your child sitting on the corner of a street,
they're holding your spot.
Somebody would call somebody. But, you know, if you want to leave your child armed with your purse in your, you know, grocery cart, will you go run down to grab a can of mushroom soup or whatever?
Yep.
I guess that, you know, I guess we all got to be fine with that.
There you go.
No. Rules is rules.
And now you know.
Now you know.